Hello and welcome to another podcast of Internet Podcastery. We did a radio show, we edited out all the good bits, and what was left came out like this. Welcome along, it's another show. What have we got on the show today for you? Pirate talk. It's not even National Speak Like a Pirate Day, but someone's doing some pirate talking and it's causing problems. Not an actual pirate, actually, surprisingly. I've got some inside BBC gossip for you before the end of today's show. Potholes are making a comeback and something about Armageddon. All right, keep it light. Media news now. You spot that story about some big names at the BBC being sent letters about redundancy? Well, there's an update. Let me turn the light on so I can read this news story even better. The BBC's top news presenters say they are going nowhere after being sent redundancy letters. Hugh Edwards, Rita Chakrabarty, Clive Myrie and Sophie Raworth were among six stars named that asked if they wanted to take voluntary redundancy. BBC bosses are trying to cut costs. And the newspapers have been going all excited about this. Getting rid of Hugh Edwards? Could you imagine such a thing? Hello, I'm Hugh. Here's the latest news. Whoa. Turns out, because I've still got some contacts inside the BBC. I used to work for the BBC, and not everyone that I used to work with on the radio or the MASH report refuses to take my calls now. So I still managed to find out a bit of insider gossip. They just send redundancy voluntary letters to everyone. And it just turns out that included in the concept of everyone is Hugh Edwards, Rita Chakrabarty, Clive Myrie and Sophie Raworth. It's a non-story is what it is. Literally not news about news people. Which is such a shame. Don't get me wrong, I love all of them. But I'm also aware that I used to pretend to be a newsreader on the BBC and I'm looking for more work. So if they need someone who's doing a lot cheaper than Hugh Edwards. Hello, good afternoon, I'm Hugh Edwards impersonator kind of guy. I'd take that for any money, I'd do it. There's a weird story. I'll just read it to you. Some of it's a little too blue for daytime, so forgive the euphemisms, but you know what we're talking about. A woman says that she's sick of her husband's pirate talk during their intimate times. The wife posted anonymously on the website Reddit. She said, "My husband talks like a pirate when we are... and it's driving me insane. It's so annoying. I've told him that I don't think it's sexy, and he called me a scurvy dog." Can't be true, can it? Can't be true. I think that's what I was trying to say. She then said that she said he even makes whale comparisons and shouts yah. Well, look, I don't mind if someone says ooh during the act, and if someone says ah, that's nice. But putting it together, it's too much, isn't it? It just goes to show timing is very important. I'm not going to judge because I've never tried it. I've never even worn an eye patch, which is kind of halfway there for someone not brave enough for a blindfold, isn't it? Just dipping a toe in. But also, I've never walked a plank. So, do you know, in many ways, I'm just not adventurous enough to pass comment on this guy. So, fair enough. Each their own. People start to get treated like an older person when they hit 62, according to a new study. Oh, so nearly 40% of over 65 said that they felt talked down to by younger folk. That's impressive, because being over 65, I'm not over 65, I'm in my 40s, and I can barely understand what young people say. So the fact that these over 65s can comprehend these youths with their, yeah, it's bare in it, there's like, well, sick, lit, no idea, he's making sounds. I think young people come up with all of these words, sick, lit, just so that they've got more words for Scrabble. Just my theory. But anyway, Caroline Abrams, charity director at Age UK, said, "The way that millions of people over a certain age are casually patronised and treated as old is unacceptable." I think we can all admit, though, there are signs when you know you're old. I know that I'm old because probably the bad back and the bad knees and the face and everything about me. But well, let's do that on the show today, then. I think we've done it before, but, you know, some people won't remember it because they're getting old. What signs that you know you're getting old? You know you're getting old when... Complete the sentence and we'll have some fun with this today. Wildlife news? This is Attenborough. This is nature.
This is a story about...
Squirrels are in the news. Boffins plan to stop grey squirrels from breeding by using contraceptives. Well, I'll be impressed, is what I'll be. I mean... They wouldn't even be able to undo the little packet, let alone... Maybe I'm getting it wrong. So let's read on. Should we read on to find out if there's actual information? Oh, apparently they will put contraceptives in their food. The grub will then prevent these randy creatures from having babies. The government set to act on the grey squirrel population, the American invaders. They're coming over here, giving our red-haired squirrels lingerie and chocolate. Hang on, no, I'm confused two things there, haven't I? Since they were introduced into Britain in the 1870s, they've caused a decline in the smaller red variety. Under government plans, people who live in areas where red squirrels fight for survival and the greys are then taking over, they're asked to place in their garden contraceptives. Good luck to them. It does mean, though, that if anything, you know, possibly might stabilise the mood of these squirrels. But we could see the red ones back again. I'm all for this. Although at any stage, if they come off the contraceptives, the grey squirrels will start having babies again. Because they're not too old for it. Just because they're grey doesn't mean they're... I think that's how it works. Potholes are in the news. Of course they are. There is a pothole at the bottom of my road, which is... It's not long, but it's wide, which just makes it harder, if anything, to try and avoid. Because you've really got to... It's on a mini roundabout, so you've got to go stupidly around the mini roundabout as if you're not going to turn right, but then you do. Oh, great story that, wasn't it? Potholes can take more than 18 months to be fixed. Great! I'm going to be stuck this one for the best part of the year. Ugh, because it's been there for a while. So apparently repairs take up to 567 days in Stoke-on-Trent, 556 in Westminster. The Lib Dems have accused the government of creating a pothole postcode lottery. No, it's not, because there's a chance of winning the lottery. Whereas it seems that we're all basically losing here, aren't we? Motors should not have to spend their journeys dangerously swerving around obstacles, says Helen Morgan, MP. I agree. I would like to swerve around non-dangerous things because it keeps it fun, but then you don't do your alloys in. Do you know what I mean? Some of the potholes near where I live, they're getting so big that I think what's going to happen is they're all going to join up and then we've just got a new road surface that's a bit lower. So I suppose that fixes it one way, doesn't it? Only way it's likely to happen. I know, we've actually managed to find a news story that's good. Experts think that they can prevent Armageddon by crashing a spacecraft into a meteorite. I should explain, this is the kind of Armageddon where a meteorite hits us. Not like, oh, there's another pandemic. I know, quick, to the spacecraft. Poof. Well, that didn't help, but at least we did something. Which reminds me of that Peter Cook and Dudley Moore sketch. What we need right now is a futile gesture. Get over there, don't come back, that kind of thing. It was thought that the only way to stop a giant space rock was a collision that was heading to Earth was with nuclear missiles. But now that they think it would be more effective and safer to deflect it by just flying a spacecraft into it, that would be less of an exciting film though, wouldn't it? If instead of Bruce Willis and the rest of them taking up a nuclear bomb to blow this thing in a different direction, they just need like Maureen from Driving School. Just, oh, I'm on my way up there. Oh, there's lovely. Oh no, I'm going to hit it. Ping. And then it just slowly... It's all to do with Newtonian physics or something. If you just hit it hard enough, but early enough, to make a slight difference, the thing will miss the Earth. But, yeah, be a rubbish version of the film, wouldn't it? Then again, though, that whole Aerosmith song lasts for long enough that I think just one play of that is the amount of time you need to hit that meteorite to save Earth. That's right. You know you're old when... Some of the ones coming through, Joe says, you know you're old when you have house slippers for guests. Oh, that sentence just got worse as it carried on, didn't it? He also says, you know you're old when you grunt sitting down or standing up. It's the most exercise I do. And Matt says, you know you're old when you stop falling over and start having a fall. Uh-oh, don't start me on those. Because a new study says 62. That's the age when people start to get treated like they're old. I'm looking forward to the time when people give me a seat on public transport. I bought one of those baby on board signs and it's not really done much. But Alan says, you know you're old when it takes the barber longer to sort out your ear, nose and eyebrow hair than the bit that's left on the top of your head. Oh, I'm with you now on that one. Life's cruel. This is Pal on Twitter says... Oh, no, that's the harsh comment about the TV thing that I do. All right. Dave says, you know you're old when you plan your trip home from the rugby around the tube stations that have toilets. That's actually... Okay, well, I might start doing that. And Tin Opener on Twitter says, you know you're old when you start shoplifting because you know a custodial sentence won't impact your career anymore. There's a silver lining. Podcast done. Right, let's throw away some of these news stories. That was yesterday's Twiggy one. You can still get that one, actually. That's an entertainment news story. Follow Larry, at Larry Entz on Twitter. That one's on there. Or he might not have posted it yet. I say he. What's this one? University boffins have been blasted for issuing trigger warnings to debates about sex and politics. The University of Exeter's Arts and Humanities faculty has drawn up a 34-point list of topics that students may find sensitive, including political, religious beliefs, sex, youth and old age. Old age needs a trigger warning, so today's show definitely did. And let's be honest, there must have been some sex joke in there, because I know what I'm like. So, yep, maybe this show does need a warning after all. In that case, subscribe to the podcast, but you have been warned, and tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen. Till next time, bye.